Thank you for the pause.
I want you to look at your government very carefully and really try to discern whether or not you believe that they're being held hostage. As you look at what has happened, deliberately been perpetrated and covered up, I don't think you're going to find anything holding your government hostage except your government. They are holding you hostage. Now, they have bitten off more than they can chew. They have created entities that can literally dissolve and go through substance. So they have technologically created some little things they can't really get rid of. They don't know what to do about them. But they are not that out of control at this point. And they don't have thought processes. They are brilliant, brilliant robotoids, but they do not have the type of thought processes to handle life as such. Now, what you ones must come into realization is all these weird, odd, funny creatures that show up on your place cannot be. You can't get out there. What makes you think that a child like anything could get into your place or would ever want to? It is the last place that I can think of that anyone would want to come to upgrade their species. Especially intellectually. Now you have a situation, however, where space man is not a threat, period, to Earth. On the other hand, do you have enemies out here? Precious, if you are on God's team, you don't have any enemies really anywhere. But guess what? Think of the other side of that coin. Do you really think that the masses of controllers who wish to rule your planet, and that includes your government, considers us friendly? We are the very last thing they want to show up on your place. So I think you better ponder it. The heinous criminal activities of the physical will come from the physical, and that is from your place. They have craft that look round and pretty and shiny, and they operate beam systems that can blast a city right off the map. That is physical, man-made. God would not blast a city off your map. So let's keep our perspective. Your governments, your planet, your leadership has become evil. And they have put you to sleep while they've done it. Intentionally, with malice aforethought, they have written the blueprint and they have followed it. And you're moving into the final chaotic times. You can turn it around if you accept your responsibility and your power as godness. But if you continue to stifle God and remove him from every activity that you experience, you become one of them, helpless in their trap. And unless you have in your hand a ticket to the underground facilities in Australia, I'm not talking about California, I'm talking about Australia, then you are one of the ones they don't intend to have around. And surprisingly enough, there are ones in this very room where I sit with my speaker who know ones who hold those tickets. They are not a figment of imagination.
Yeah, Todd, along those lines, are the humans of the elite atheistic or simply satanic? And what's the difference?
Desiree asks if in the circle of the elite, are these leaders atheistic or satanic, or does it mean the same thing? Their God, if you will, that they might serve if they are godly people. Now you'll have some, and it's more honest if you just say I'm atheistic. That's honest. Although it usually doesn't mean that you are. It means that you believe there is a higher power and you're afraid of it, or you respect it, and it doesn't fit anything you're told. And therefore, you cannot believe in that God as you are told it is. And therefore, you have to be classified as atheistic. It usually does not mean that they are truly godless. It means they respect God, and your definition of God doesn't fit. Satanic, you have various levels of practicing Satanism. In the higher rituals within the crown, for instance, of England, you will have satanic ritual. Basically, anything held as ritual in the dark places, in the dark and secret, and must never be revealed, is satanic in origin and ritual. Maybe you don't go stab somebody or kill babies, but there will be reference to murder, and you'll go about with little candles and you'll draw symbols and pentagrams and etc. And most of you will participate in this thinking it is simply a fluke, a lark, a little initiation to get me into the social club. Think about those rituals that you're required to memorize. Think about them. They hold murder and sacrifice and bloodletting. And they steal your power from you. The leaders take your power from you and you just hand it over.
So they're satanic.
Yes.
The leaders, they don't believe in...
Let us take George Bush. He gets up there and says, pray to God this and this and this. Come on. You're going to invade a nation and you're going to pray for God for winning while you're bombing children? What about that other side? And how can everybody march home and say, boy, God was really on our side. We only lost this many. What about the Holocaust on the other side? Where was God? Where was God that would let those ones... Oh, they were evil. What did they do? Oh, I see. They followed the rules of some evil madman, Saddam Hussein. So we'll wipe out the whole bunch of them. Now, isn't that reasonable? Isn't that something God would do? Let me tell you about the Skull and Bone Society, of which Prescott Bush was one of the most important leaders. And along came his son. These ones, with Prescott Bush, robbed the tomb of one of the Indian chiefs and stole the skull and has it there in that ritual hall. In the initiation ceremonies, precious ones, they bring a cadaver into the hall. they label it Jesus Christ, and they each take turns stabbing it. Now, I don't care what your ritual words may say. That, to me, is the epitome of evil. Whatever fun you think you may be having at the moment, because always these are the young, impressionable children playing at games. But that is what your government has become foundationed upon. And I'm going to get passionate here, so I'm going to draw this to a close. It isn't easy when you begin to bring truth. It will be denounced and denied. You may be amongst the ones that denounce and deny it. I don't want you to even take that seriously against yourself, but take my words seriously. One's right and say, well, I don't know about that material. Some of it's truth, and I'm not sure about the rest. Just don't take it seriously. It'll just upset you. I have just read that this week. And this went out to a whole bunch of people in a massive mailing of a newsletter. If you don't take it seriously, what in the world are you going to do with this world? No magic is going to come fix it. None. You're going to fix it if it's fixed. I don't have any magic for you. And I'm tired of bringing you this kind of message, because I become impassioned, and as the Father, I want to take you under my wings and bring you home and let it go to hell. But that's not my mission. I accepted my mission and my commission to bring the word, to tell you how to manage through these days, to let you see what has become of your world, so that you can take action and do something about it. And then to give you the wonders of the universe. And to let you know that at the end of this journey is pure light. Pure light. You see, I'm not interested in your world except the creation which it represents. I'm only interested in each one according to the wisdom of their choices. And you cannot make wise choices without truthful information upon which to base those choices. And part of your job is just to scatter the word, and if you hear a specific call, to respond. Because the network is beginning to get tighter. And as we move into these final times of action, the way opens up and becomes more clearly defined. Always there is the period of being patient and waiting upon the Lord for it to fall into its proper sequence. Your enemies know what they're up against. That's why you can come into protection. And that's why you don't know the contract of your neighbor or your spouse even. Because you would try to impact that with your opinion, your pain, and your terror. And each one will be allowed to serve wherein is their contract and their commitment. And it won't always seem easy, and it won't always seem right. But right out of the very ones who have passed this way and gone away and denounced us, I want to tell you, they are coming back in droves. Don't push yourselves or your loved ones into a corner where they can't come back. That's the major, major caution that I would give you. Face your own doubts and then get informed. That's the only way. Get informed. And when you have the information, you can act in wisdom. Until then, it's all opinion. And I have ones who go out and give my opinion. No, I give my own opinion. They should say, I think, and this is my opinion of it, but I could be wrong. Because 9 times out of 10, you will be wrong. There's too much information having poured forth, and the mind can only retain so much. And when it does hit hard and is shocking, your mind stops. It just stalls out. It's overwhelmed. Be kind to self. Above all, be kind and forgiving to self. And know that you cannot do it for anyone else. And you cannot carry the burden. If you're so busy carrying everybody's burden, you won't have room for the one you chose. There's no point in talking forgiveness. Forgiveness is automatic. Be gentle with yourselves. Love yourself. And then you can love another. Get rid of the guilt trips. You are what you are. What has been, has been. If you can rectify some of it by easing it, do it. But you're going to have to release the past, because all you have is this instant, this split second, and everything is nothing but memory. You must learn from those memories, but you cannot live in them. You don't know what will be the next split second. Before you can breathe again, your world could be demolished. Just close your eyes and it's all gone. You just know it's there. When you can close your eyes and know that God is there, then you've arrived. I cherish you ones. I wish I could do it for you. I become impassioned. I want the best for you. And I don't want you to be pained. And I know that I could take it for you. And I may not. Any more than you can take it for another. And I want to. But that's my experience, and I may not take yours. Go in peace. Thank you for this afternoon. You are dearly, dearly loved.
Thank you, everyone there. We'll be in touch.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Susie and Bob.
Welcome, and we send our deepest love.
Yes, and it's returned.
Thank you.
Salut.
Hello.
And salut to you once too.
Salut. 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 Thank you for the pause.
I want you to look at your government very carefully and really try to discern whether or not you believe that they're being held hostage. As you look at what has happened, deliberately been perpetrated and covered up, I don't think you're going to find anything holding your government hostage except your government. They are holding you hostage. Now, they have bitten off more than they can chew. They have created entities that can literally dissolve and go through substance. So they have technologically created some little things they can't really get rid of. They don't know what to do about them. But they are not that out of control at this point. And they don't have thought processes. They are brilliant, brilliant robotoids, but they do not have the type of thought processes to handle life as such. Now, what you ones must come into realization is all these weird, odd, funny creatures that show up on your place cannot be. You can't get out there. What makes you think that a child like anything could get into your place or would ever want to? It is the last place that I can think of that anyone would want to come to upgrade their species. Especially intellectually. Now you have a situation, however, where space man is not a threat, period, to Earth. On the other hand, do you have enemies out here? Precious, if you are on God's team, you don't have any enemies really anywhere. But guess what? Think of the other side of that coin. Do you really think that the masses of controllers who wish to rule your planet, and that includes your government, considers us friendly? We are the very last thing they want to show up on your place. So I think you better ponder it. The heinous criminal activities of the physical will come from the physical, and that is from your place. They have craft that look round and pretty and shiny, and they operate beam systems that can blast a city right off the map. That is physical, man-made. God would not blast a city off your map. So let's keep our perspective. Your governments, your planet, your leadership has become evil. And they have put you to sleep while they've done it. Intentionally, with malice aforethought, they have written the blueprint and they have followed it. And you're moving into the final chaotic times. You can turn it around if you accept your responsibility and your power as godness. But if you continue to stifle God and remove him from every activity that you experience. You become one of them, helpless in their trap. And unless you have in your hand a ticket to the underground facilities in Australia, I'm not talking about California, I'm talking about Australia, then you are one of the ones they don't intend to have around. And surprisingly enough, there are ones in this very room where I sit with my speaker who know ones who hold those tickets. They are not a figment of imagination.
Anton, along those lines, are the humans of the elite atheistic or simply satanic? And what's the difference?
Desiree asks if in the circle of the elite, are these leaders atheistic or satanic, or does it mean the same thing? Their God, if you will, that they might serve if they are godly people. Now you'll have some, and it's more honest if you just say I'm atheistic. That's honest. Although it usually doesn't mean that you are. It means that you believe there is a higher power and you're afraid of it, or you respect it, and it doesn't fit anything you're told. And therefore you cannot believe in that God as you are told it is. And therefore you have to be classified as atheistic. It usually does not mean that they are truly godless. It means they respect God and your definition of God doesn't fit. Satanic, you have various levels of practicing Satanism. In the higher rituals within the crown, for instance, of England, you will have satanic ritual. Basically, anything held as ritual in the dark places, in the dark and secret, and must never be revealed, is satanic in origin and ritual. Maybe you don't go stab somebody or kill babies, but there will be reference to murder. And you'll go about with little candles and you'll draw symbols and pentagrams and etc. And most of you will participate in this thinking it is simply a fluke, a lark, a little initiation to get me into the social club. Think about those rituals that you're required to memorize. Think about them. They hold murder and sacrifice and bloodletting. And they steal your power from you. The leaders take your power from you and you just hand it over.
So they're satanic then?
Yes.
The leaders, they don't believe in...
Let us take George Bush. He gets up there and says, pray to God this and this and this. Come on. You're going to invade a nation and you're going to pray for God for winning while you're bombing children? What about that other side? And how can everybody march home and say, boy, God was really on our side. We only lost this many. What about the Holocaust on the other side? Where was God? Where was God that would let those ones, oh, they were evil. What did they do? Oh, I see. They followed the rules of some evil madman, Saddam Hussein. So we'll wipe out the whole bunch of them. Now, isn't that reasonable? Isn't that something God would do? Let me tell you about the Skull and Bone Society, of which Prescott Bush was one of the most important leaders. And along came his son. These ones with Prescott Bush robbed the tomb of one of the Indian chiefs and stole the skull and has it there in that ritual hall. In the initiation ceremonies, precious ones, they bring a cadaver into the hall. They label it Jesus Christ, and they each take turns stabbing it. Now, I don't care what your ritual words may say. That, to me, is the epitome of evil. Whatever fun you think you may be having at the moment, because always these are the young, impressionable children playing at games. But that is what your government has become foundationed upon. And I'm going to get passionate here, so I'm going to draw this to a close. It isn't easy when you begin to bring truth. It will be denounced and denied. You may be amongst the ones that denounce and deny it. I don't want you to even take that seriously against yourself, but take my words seriously. One's right and say, well, I don't know about that material. Some of it's truth, and I'm not sure about the rest. Just don't take it seriously. It'll just upset you. I have just read that this week. And this went out to a whole bunch of people in a massive mailing of a newsletter. If you don't take it seriously, what in the world are you going to do with this world? No magic is going to come fix it. None. You're going to fix it if it's fixed. I don't have any magic for you. And I'm tired of bringing you this kind of message, because I become impassioned, and as the Father, I want to take you under my wings and bring you home and let it go to hell. But that's not my mission. I accepted my mission and my commission to bring the word, to tell you how to manage through these days, to let you see what has become of your world so that you can take action and do something about it. And then to give you the wonders of the universe and to let you know that at the end of this journey is pure light. Pure light. You see, I'm not interested in your world except the creation which it represents. I'm only interested in each one according to the wisdom of their choices. And you cannot make wise choices without truthful information upon which to base those choices. And part of your job is just to scatter the word, and if you hear a specific call, to respond. Because the network is beginning to get tighter. And as we move into these final times of action, the way opens up and becomes more clearly defined. Always there is the period of being patient and waiting upon the Lord for it to fall into its proper sequence. Your enemies know what they're up against. That's why you can come into protection. And that's why you don't know the contract of your neighbor or your spouse even. Because you would try to impact that with your opinion, your pain, and your terror. And each one will be allowed to serve wherein is their contract and their commitment. And it won't always seem easy, and it won't always seem right. But right out of the very ones who have passed this way and gone away and denounced us, I want to tell you, they are coming back in droves. Don't push yourselves or your loved ones into a corner where they can't come back. That's the major, major caution that I would give you. Face your own doubts and then get informed. That's the only way. Get informed. And when you have the information, you can act in wisdom. Until then, it's all opinion. And I have ones who go out and give my opinion. No, I give my own opinion. They should say, I think, and this is my opinion of it, but I could be wrong. Because 9 times out of 10, you will be wrong. There's too much information having poured forth, and the mind can only retain so much. And when it does hit hard and is shocking, your mind stops. It just stalls out. It's overwhelmed. Be kind to self. Above all, be kind and forgiving to self. And know that you cannot do it for anyone else. And you cannot carry the burden. If you're so busy carrying everybody's burden, you won't have room for the one you chose. There's no point in talking forgiveness. Forgiveness is automatic. Be gentle with yourselves. Love yourself. And then you can love another. Get rid of the guilt trips. You are what you are. What has been, has been. If you can rectify some of it by easing it, do it. But you're going to have to release the past, because all you have is this instant, this split second, and everything is nothing but memory. You must learn from those memories. But you cannot live in them. You don't know what will be the next split second. Before you can breathe again, your world could be demolished. Just close your eyes and it's all gone. You just know it's there. When you can close your eyes and know that God is there, then you've arrived. I cherish you ones. I wish I could do it for you. I become impassioned. I want the best for you. And I don't want you to be pained. And I know that I could take it for you. And I may not. Any more than you can take it for another. And I want to. But that's my experience, and I may not take yours. Go in peace. Thank you for this afternoon. You are dearly, dearly loved.
Thank you, everyone there. We'll be in touch.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Susie and Bob.
Welcome in. We send our deepest love.
Yes, and it's returned.
Thank you.
Salut.
Salut.
And salute to you once too.
Give me a chance to understand.